WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, notifications. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and lose sight of what's really important. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's not some mystical, complicated practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. Nope, mindfulness is about bringing your full attention to the present moment, right here, right now. And trust me, this simple shift can make a world of difference. Think about it. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're at dinner with friends, but your mind is already on tomorrow's to-do list. That's your mind racing ahead, missing out on the delicious food and good conversation happening right in front of you. Mindfulness helps us catch those moments, those fleeting, precious experiences that make up our lives. It's about savoring that first sip of coffee, truly listening to a loved one, or feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. So, how do we actually cultivate this mindfulness magic? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that can help you bring more presence into your daily life. 1. Start small. Don't feel like you need to meditate for an hour every day. Start with just a few minutes of focused attention each morning. Maybe while brushing your teeth, really notice the sensation of the bristles on your gums and the taste of toothpaste. It's about training your mind to focus, one small step at a time. 2. Embrace your senses. Our senses are amazing tools for grounding us in the present moment. Take a walk outside and pay attention to the sounds around you, birds chirping, leaves rustling, cars humming. Notice the colors, textures, and smells of your surroundings. This sensory awareness can really pull you back into the here and now. 3. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life because small can shift your entire perspective. Maybe it's a delicious meal, a warm bed, a supportive friend, or even just the blue sky above. Recognizing and appreciating these little blessings can make a huge difference. 4. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect. Your mind will wander, that's totally normal. When you catch yourself daydreaming, gently guide your attention back to the present moment without judgment. Remember, this is a practice, not a competition. 5. Let go of the what-ifs. It's easy to get caught up in worry and anxiety about things that haven't even happened yet. When those thoughts creep in, remind yourself that you can only control your present actions and responses. Focus on what you can do now instead of dwelling on potential future problems. Think about it. You're walking down the street, mindlessly scrolling through your phone. Suddenly, a beautiful dog trots by, tail wagging excitedly. In that moment, you could keep staring at your screen or you could look up, smile at the dog, and maybe even get a playful lick on the hand. See what I mean? Mindfulness is about choosing to be fully present and open to experiencing all the little joys life has to offer. I know it can feel strange at first, but trust me, once you start practicing mindfulness, you'll notice a difference. You'll feel calmer, more focused, and more connected to yourself and the world around you. So remember, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to it with curiosity and kindness. Start small, be patient with yourself, and enjoy the journey. Okay, my amazing listeners, that's all for today's episode. I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to practice mindfulness? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of The Stoic Way. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep building that inner peace. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.